In Afghanistan, the increasing violence has included insurgent attacks on food convoys. This is adding to the worries about a potential food crisis. In fact, by some estimates, about one-third of the country's population is facing some level of food shortages. We're going to get an assessment now from Tony Banbury. He's the World Food Program's Regional Director for Asia, and he is at the airport in Kabul. Welcome back to the program, Mr. Banbury.
Thank you very much. It's nice to speak to you again, Steve.
Is the violence we mentioned the only reason for a food shortage in Afghanistan?
It's certainly having a major impact on our ability to deliver food to people who need it. But high food prices hit Afghanistan very hard early this year, and we're about to head into the winter, and it's usually a very harsh winter here, and the combination of those factors is presenting a very challenging humanitarian situation for the people and for the World Food Program.
So when you've moved around the country, what have you seen?
I just got off a plane from Herat. That's in the far west of Afghanistan. Herat City's on the ancient Silk Road right near the Iranian border. And there, people are very concerned about what's going to happen during the winter. It used to be a very secure place, but unfortunately the security situation has deteriorated significantly in that area. And so that combination I just spoke of deteriorating security, winter coming on, high food prices is very much in evidence in Herat, and the people there are in a tough situation.
Do you essentially have to say, as someone who's a director, regional director of the World Food Program, if you don't get a reasonable amount of safety, you're not going to put your drivers at risk, you're not going to allow a certain percentage of the food to be stolen, you're just not going to run the trucks? Do you have to say that at some point?
Safety is always a major concern, and we do have to make that difficult decision. But I'll give you an example. In Herat, just a couple weeks ago, we were trying to pre-position wheat in a place called Jawan District, a very insecure area. And the convoy had to go through a narrow pass, and Spanish NATO troops went to secure that pass in advance of the convoy. They ended up getting in a three-day fight.
The line was breaking up just a little bit. Did you say a three-day fight?
Yes, it was a three-day battle that the Spanish NATO troops were involved in on and off over this one pass. It was an attempt by them to secure that pass, and in the end, it just was not possible, so we were not able to get that convoy through. That being said, we are now pre-positioning food so they have it when the winter comes, and the high passes are closed off by snow. Many roads will be closed off. So we are successfully getting food to the vast majority of the people we're trying to reach, but there are a few places where so far we have not been able to get in.
Mr. Banbury, the Afghans as a people strike me as somebody who've gone through so much hardship that they've become incredibly resourceful, incredibly tough. They can get by with the least of resources. Does this situation strike you as being even worse, though, than situations they've faced in the past?
The Afghan people are tremendously resourceful, have been for a long time, but they are forced into very difficult coping strategies, whether it's to deal with food or the winter. For instance, in Herat, I was asking folks there how they were going to keep their mud huts warm during the winter, and the poorest of the people burn tire pieces inside their mud houses during the winter. No ventilation, young children, you can imagine what that's like. So the situation is very bad, particularly for the poorest and most vulnerable.
Tony Banbury is in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.